Hello, I'm Joanna Lumley. I'm from London, and it's absolutely fabulous to be here travelling with Rick Steves. I'd love to boast to my friends that I spoke to Rick. We're all sitting with bibs around our necks and our eyes glittering.
I'd call this the biggest family reunion in the whole world. The people of Ireland are pulling out all the stops this year to welcome back recent emigres, as well as people whose ancestors came from Ireland. Special events this year center around a theme called The Gathering. They're hoping 2013 can be a record-setting year for visitors and serve as a good way to jumpstart the slow-moving Irish economy. Joining us right now on Travel with Rick Steves to give us a taste of the musical character of their homeland are Liam O'Riordan. He performs traditional Irish music at venues in County Cork in the south, and Stephen McPhillamy. He runs a youth hostel in Derry in the north and guides visitors all across the Emerald Island. Liam and Stephen, it's good to have you here.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
So, Stephen, what's the story with this gathering?
Well, it's a year-long government initiative to attract as many of our diaspora or our diaspora back to the country as can possibly be. I think we're aiming for 300,000 extra visitors. And it's based on a successful festival that our Scottish brothers and sisters had 2 years ago called The Homecoming. So this is the Irish version. It's called The Gathering. And 2013 is the year to bring people back home and help boost our economy in the motherland, the country where the diaspora all began.
And Liam, you live down in Cork, beautiful southern part of Ireland, probably more than its share of tourists go down there. Why would this be a good time to go to Cork?
Well, unfortunately, the economy in our country is very, very bad at the moment. We need to generate some business. Tourism is our biggest industry. So we want as many tourists to come, as well as people looking for their roots. We want the people that live here, that originally were born in Ireland, to come home to generate some business and get interested back in their country of origin.
Because there's a lot of respect for the heritage within Ireland. I just love that whole concept of a Gaeltacht and so on, where the government has dedicated certain areas to be like natural parks for the culture.
Exactly.
Tell me, Liam, how would you define a Gaeltacht if somebody wants to really see traditional Irish culture?
Well, my first experience with a Gaeltacht was we used to have competitions at school every year where you'd write an essay and you might win a prize to go to the Gaeltacht, which is an Irish-speaking area. Now, there's a number of Irish-speaking areas in the country, but if people go to the Gaeltacht, they'll hear, like Dingle, for example, would be a huge Gaeltacht area where the natives all speak the native language. The music is very strong. When I say the music, it's mainly jigs and reels and tunes, as I would call them, which would be heard at a session. That to me is the Gaeltacht, is the original Irish Ireland. It's the original Ireland.
That's where you'll find the traditional life.
That's where vividly. I love to go. I love to go to areas like that.
Now, Liam, when somebody's going to celebrate Irish traditional culture, it really comes with music.
Huge.
And you know, one thing great about music in Ireland is it's so accessible. You don't need a ticket. You don't need to speak the language. You don't need a reservation. You just got to have a set of ears and walk down the street and pop into any pub that you hear music.
We call them sessions. A lot of the pubs at home, they have a session at least one night a week where musicians just gather and begin to play. Now, there's a certain amount of ethics involved in sessions, but if you can drink enough of Guinness or Murphy's and play your instrument properly, you'll be welcome, unless you play the boron. Sometimes everybody... And visitors and everybody, every Irish person wants to be a boron player.
Now that's the Irish drum. With the bones on it that goes.
Goat skin drum.
I played a boron myself.
I wondered the whole etiquette, because you got these jam sessions where if somebody's a good musician, they're welcome to step in.
Of course.
And I've seen it where it's just a magical kind of conviviality and respect and unspoken communication, and people are just together and they've never performed together before.
No.
But occasionally you can get somebody who thinks they're better than they are.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, one of our most famous Illan Pipers that ever come out of Ireland, in my opinion, was a man called Seamus Ennis. Our Illan Pipes are unique.
These are like bagpipes.
They're bagpipes, except you play them on your lap.
Right.
And they don't blow. The bellows is under your arm. Right. So you create
pump the air through the pipes.
But one of our famous pipers, Seamus Ennis, he said there was only one way to play a boron, and that was with a penknife. So if you can imagine...
What does that mean?
Cut it up.
The first time you play it, if you use a knife, you cut up the skin and you won't be able to play it anymore.
Because tourists often ask, what's the best way to play this?
Yeah.
And his response would have been, play it with a penknife.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a beautiful instrument when it's played properly. It's fantastic.
Liam, you play for a living, but there's also just impromptu jamming sessions.
Oh, yes.
Is it a busman's holiday for you? Or if you go to a pub where you're just on a free evening, do you enjoy joining in on the session?
Oh, yes. That's how my interest in music started, because initially I played a lot of sports and I didn't have time for music.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to the pubs on my free night and sat in with some people that I might know, some people mm-hmm. I didn't know, and we just jammed for the night.
When you think about all the songs there are, I mean, you must know, how many songs would you guess you know?
I would say about 1,000. They might not all be Irish songs.
There's the famous, what are the four kinds of music? There's love songs, there's immigration.
Alcohol.
What's a good alcohol song?
Can Whiskey you sing? Whiskey in a Jar, I would say. Zaya was going over the far-famed Kerry Mountains, met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. First produce my pistol, then produce my rapier, saying stand and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver. With your ring da ma doo da ma da, whack for my daddy o, whack for my daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar.
All right, well, that was a drinking song. How about a love song? What's a good love song we might not have heard?
I sang this next song at the grave of Willie McBride in Flanders Fields. He was an Irishman that died in the First World War. And it's called The Unquiet Grave. And I think this is as good a love song as comes by. The wind does blow to the day, my love. A few small drops of rain. Never have I had but one true love. In cold clay she is laid.
Oh, that's nice. If you, a friend invites you to a wedding, what's you kind of predict, oh, they're going to want me to sing this. Does a traditional Irish folk musician get invited to a lot of weddings?
I unfortunately tend to get invited to a lot of weddings, funerals, and parties. But usually they say, bring your guitar with you.
They say, bring your guitar?
Yeah.
So they hope that you'll play. Well, at a wedding, what would be a big hit at a wedding then?
At a wedding, probably the Sally Gardens, which I would sing unaccompanied.
Can you play that just
It was down by the Sally Gardens, my love and I did meet. We passed the Sally Gardens with little snow-white feet. She bid me take life easy as the leaves hung on the wind. Ah, but I, being young and foolish, with her did not agree.
Nice.
Nice. Unaccompanied.
See, the song that Liam's just sung was a poem by William Butler Yeats.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of our good songs mm-hmm. are poems that have become
songs. Because
that's
a whole dimension of Irish culture, yeah. is the poetry.
Absolutely. And when the two go together, like they're absolutely beautiful.
I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Stephen McPhillamy, a tour guide friend of mine from the north of Ireland, and Liam O'Riordan. And Liam's a musician who plays in County Cork in Kinsale. Liam's website is tradrootsireland.com. Trad as in traditional music. tradrootsireland.com, and you can see Liam and Stephen's websites in our website at the radio section of ricksteves.com.
R-O-U-T-E-S.
T-R-A-D-R-O-U-T-E-S.
Okay, tradrootsireland.com. Now in Ireland, there's the funeral and the wake.
The wake.
Right, so do they want you to bring your guitar? Are they saying to the wake or to the actual funeral?
To both, actually.
Usually, I can imagine at the wake, you'd sing something up-tempo.
You'd wait for the alcohol to be produced.
Yeah.
And you'd wait for the alcohol to be passed around, and then you start singing whatever you were asked to sing.
But what would you sing at the graveside?
At the graveside, I've sang a number of times The Parting Glass. I'll do a different version of The Parting Glass. The fire is out, the moon is down, the parting glass is dry and done. And I must go and leave this town before the rising of the sun. And when I'm done with wandering, I'll sit beside the road and sing. For all the songs I did not sing, and for all the friends I did not meet.
Brilliant. Oh, man, that is cool. There's something rich about Irish culture to be able to share this. I'm so envious. What is a lament? I mean, a lament is generally unaccompanied, right?
In my opinion, the best laments, the laments that I would love to hear, are usually played on Uilleann pipes.
Oh.
Because they're the most haunting instrument when they play, particularly in a church or an area with huge acoustics.
So no voice, just the pipe?
Just nothing else, no other instrument. Also, there's songs that would be laments.
You know. Right. You could probably class that as a lament.
Liam, your father was a singer also.
Mm-hmm.
What's the very first song you ever learned? Is there like trainer songs for future Irish traditional stars?
It's funny that you say that. One of the songs, the first song I ever sang in public, I was 10, and I went to school with the Christian Brothers. And for the Christmas concert, I was told I was singing this next song. As it happened, it's one of my favorite songs ever. It's written by Tommy Makem.
Is it considered a simple song, like for children? Or
not at all.
No, okay.
It's a real story song.
Right.
The four fields in the song are the four provinces of Ireland. And mm-hmm. The song is about Ulster being under English rule.
What did I have? Said a proud old woman. What did I have? This proud old woman did say, I had four green fields, each one was a jewel, but strangers came and tried to take them from me. I had fine, strong sons. They fought to save my jewels. They fought and they died. And that was my grief, said she.
Wow, as a 10-year-old, you sang that.
Because I had no choice, Rick.
Your dad said you're going to sing.
No,
this.
The Christian Brothers told me Christian I was going to sing, and I sang.
Those, I can think, could be enjoyed by a tourist just waltzing in, or they could be enjoyed by people who lived that, who grew up and really can relate to the deep meaning and the hard life and all the heritage. I mean, there's so much powerful meaning behind these songs that the light viewer is oblivious to, and it's still enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as tourists, this is our challenge now, because I'm enjoying this right here. It just makes me want to get a ticket for Ireland. For an island of just over 6 million people, Ireland sure delivers more than its share of great music. Giving us a taste of this year's homecoming theme in Irish tourism, we're joined by Stephen McPhillamy and Liam O'Riordan. Stephen, when you're traveling around Ireland, I remember years ago Doolin was the sort of mecca, and Ennis was really good, I think. Of course, Dingo in the west. Galway, what are the hot towns now for traditional or trad?
Well, for trad, it's expanding so rapidly around the country. It's becoming so cool now that you're finding trad in the Midlands and you're finding it in, you know, sort of more modern industrial towns. A traveller to Ireland is going to find trad everywhere. Now, the key spots, of course, are the likes of Dingle and Galway. Doolin is still regarded as the capital of Irish music, but you could come to Kinsale on a Wednesday night, and Kinsale is not any way traditional.
It's not a mecca for trad.
No.
But you could talk to your bed and breakfast host, and they might say, Liam O'Riordan's playing Tuesday and Thursday down at 8 o'clock or
and
whatever.
And there'd be five other options as well on the same nights that Liam's
so
playing.
So the trick then is not to go to Doolin, but is to talk to people locally and find out where can I get some good live music.
The other thing that I'm very proud of is that the Fleacuil, the music festival, is going to Derry this year. And I was shocked when I went to Derry that in Pádraig O'Donnell's the music was so strong. But the Fleacuil in Derry is going to be a big one this year.
So the traditional, the Republic of Ireland music
is everywhere.
Strong in the North.
It's like the Olympics of Irish music's coming to Derry for the year.
Now that's for 10 days in August.
10 days in August.
All right.
And Liam has taken me under his wing now, and he has given me a guitar. He's teaching me the guitar. And my big plan is to be ready to play the guitar with him in my local pub in August.
That'll be an event.
Yeah. And in return for that, I'm giving him some of my marketing expertise and I'm going to make him a star.
Ah, right.
In the land of the free.
Liam, for our listeners who are dreaming about going to Ireland, what's the best way, regardless of where they're traveling, that they can feel comfortable and really enjoy the Irish traditional folk music scene?
Your choices are so huge with regards to music. But personally, if I was on a night off and I wanted to go hear music, I want to hear a guy who's passionate about his music. And if you don't know the story of the song or the tune, that you'd be told, you know, what the song is about and give you an insight. And I would just, I generally, what I do is I sit back and listen to the lyrics. And you'll hear the funny songs, of course. You'll hear the standards. Listen to the lyrics and get in. Get inside the song.
Of course, there's your just your light, goofy songs, but a lot of them are so passionate and so heartfelt. And I would imagine people who sing it are happy to explain it and give you a context.
Generally they are. But sometimes I just think some people, are, because it's their job, they go through the motions.
Exactly, yeah.
And I don't fancy
so
that.
So many musicians don't explain the lyrics. There's a great historical narrative in Irish songs. And if you know what the narrative is, if you have some of the harder words and phrases explained to you, like Liam does before a song, that's just brilliant. And also, some of our singers, they don't enunciate their words. It's not clear. When Liam sings, it's crystal clear. That's why I love bringing my groups to listen to Liam. So if, you know, get in contact with us. We'll put you in contact with the singers who are crystal clear. I love a song called The Bold Fenian Men. We had rebel heroes called the Fenians, F-E-N-I-A-N. And I once sang a song called The Bold Fenian Men. And at the end of it, an Australian girl said to me, "Why were those rebels called the Bald Fingered Men?"
Well, that'd be a problem. Stephen, Liam's a professional musician and he can come up with a song for just about any occasion, but you're just an enthusiast and you can also. We've been thinking about this gathering, this whole celebration of Irish heritage, Ireland inviting back all of its sons that have scattered all over the world. Can you think of a song that we might want to close with that just underlines this notion of the gathering?
Yeah, my first song ever, I sang it when I was about six and learned it then. And ironically, it's called The City of Chicago. You might think that's nothing to do with Ireland, but it's completely to do with Ireland because it's a song about people from the mountains, the Green Mountains of Donegal, ending up in this urban jungle of Chicago. And a few years ago, I was at a family wedding and my five-year-old daughter, she was five at the time, sang this and I didn't know she had learned it. And it really was just a pivotal moment for me, like a very proud moment to hear her sing it at 5 years of age when I was singing it at five. So the chorus of it goes like this. In the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal.
The power of music, traditional music in Ireland. Liam O'Riordan, Stephen McPhillamy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
You don't have to be an emigre from Ireland to experience the emotions that come with returning home. Up next, we'll hear what one young man has come to understand about himself and his native soil by returning to the Great Plains of South Dakota and Nebraska, where he was raised. We're at 877-333-7425 as we explore the world together on Travel with Rick Steves.